Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures posted a strong day today across the board, led higher by the soybeans, which have continued to be the brightest spot for the grain futures here as they continue their uptrend. March of 14 closed up 17.5 cents at 14.37.5. Of course, we're past first notice day. And it hadn't quite reached the levels it hit a week or so ago, but we're working back toward those highs. And then the November 14 contract settled up 6.25 cents at 11.86. Not new highs, it was new highs for those as well, going back all the way to the month of October in 2013. But a strong day. And then corn futures also strong. March closing up 10.5 cents, and then these 14 up 6 at 489.25. There is some concern as the frost and the frozen ground up in the Midwest is colder than normal and deeper than normal. So it might take a little bit longer to thaw out and a little bit later on planting. But that will develop over the next few months. And then wheat futures closing the day positive again, July 2014. Kansas City wheat, almost to the highs it made 3 trading days ago, closing at 7.05¾, and that was up 2¾ cents. So overall, strong day in the grains.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had an export report this morning, which showed wheat sales at 20 million bushels. We're 1,052 million bushels this year versus 857 last year, so we're ahead of schedule. Corn sales near 60 million bushels. We're almost 3 times ahead of where we were last year at this time. We're almost about 120 million bushels below the USDA goal for the marketing year. And then soybeans, we're 28 million bushels. We're ahead of pace there as well. Of course, Monday, we've got the monthly USDA crop production and supply and demand. If you look at the U.S. grain ending stocks, they're showing wheat at 570 million bushels. That's up from last month at 558. Corn, we're looking for 1.488 billion bushels. That's up slightly, up from 1.48881 last month. And then beans at 141 million bushels, extremely tight. Last month, we were at 150. So that's a 9 million bushel. We're about a 5 percentage point drop in the soybean ending stocks. Now, globally, wheat 183.65, up a little bit, about the same as last month. Corn down to 156.27, and soybeans lower, about 1.5 million metric tons lower at 71.46.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 52 cents at 143.15, March feeders off 82 at 171.40, and April lean hogs were up $1.67 at 112.40. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 21¾ at 725. Chicago March wheat up 4¼ at 641.5. Chicago March corn up 10.5 at 485¾. And March soybeans were up 17.5 cents at 1437.5. And March cotton was up 210 at 90 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.